Hey, what's up, Pats fans? I'm Romeo. Weekend before Thanksgiving. Man, we got a tasty show for you today. Have a look at what we got cooking up for you.
The Pats are on a roll, and now they're ready to crush the Colts. But first, Trevor Scott tells us who his role model was when he was younger. You might just be surprised at who it was.
You know, the most electrifying guy in, you know, sports entertainment today.
Nico Koutavidis isn't from the South, but he had a pet in college that makes us think he should be.
Had a gator in college, a little baby gator.
And we're back in the lab with Professor Fritz. But first up, cheerleader tryouts.
Give me a P, give me a U, give me an N, give me a D.
Give thanks. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Well, back in 1620, just a few years before your time and my time, 102 passengers boarded a little boat, Mayflower. They were coming here looking for new land, a brighter place where they could practice their own religion freely. They landed in Plymouth, and, well, you know, the rest is history. Let's take a little pilgrimage of our own right now. Sean is in the hall with one of those pilgrims. No, I'm just kidding. She's with one of the players. It's time for Pat's Chat.
Hey, Romeo. I'm here in the hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon. And with me today are a group of students from Westwood High School. Guys, please help me welcome in our guest of honor today, defensive end Trevor Scott. Hey, Trevor. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
So you've played both ends of the ball, offense, defense. Is there one you like better?
I like defense a lot better than offense.
Why is that?
You don't have to think as much. You can just go out there and play.
What is the most embarrassing song on your iPod?
Good question.
Probably that Call Me Maybe song.
If you could tell your high school self one anything, what would it be?
Ooh, man, that's deep. I would just stay on the course that you're on now. Everything kind of worked out. For me so far, so I'll just keep doing what you're doing.
Did you have a role model growing up?
other than my parents, I always looked up to The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's because I was like real heavy into wrestling when I was younger, and he was just, every time he came out, he's just, you know, the most electrifying guy in, you know, sports entertainment today. So, you know, he was always kind of my guy a little bit.
What do you want to do once your football career is over?
I'd like to open up a gym, like a weight room, someplace everybody can come work out. I've always liked working out. It's kind of a passion of mine, so I think I'd like to do, you know, something like that.
What are your hobbies outside of football?
I'm big into the video games, Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, Halo. Other than that, you know, just weightlifting, working out.
Did you ever imagine coming to New England?
I never did, actually. I never imagined I was going to play in the NFL. So I'm very fortunate to be where I am today.
We'll be back with more from Trevor Scott when he answers our health and fitness questions.
When the pilgrims got here, they thought that they were the first people on the land. They're actually wrong. They ran into some other people. There were actually some Native Americans from the Wampanoag tribe already here. Let's meet one of the first settlers to our organization at the Patriots. She's actually the longest tenured employee with the Pats. It's very impressive. Let's take you beyond the bench.
And now, the Director of Scouting Administration, Nancy Meyer.
I was 19 years old when I first came to work for the Patriots. And I knew very little about the New England Patriots at that time.
Patriot Scouting, this is Nancy.
I came in as an assistant in the college scouting department. And from that point forward, I've always been in player personnel, which involves scouting and acquiring players into our team. And unfortunately, the releasing of players from our team as well.
Nice to meet you.
Usually involved in anything to do with a player coming to our team, whether it's a tryout or a new signing or when we draft players.
The New England Patriots select Chandler Jones.
When a player signs a contract, although obviously I don't negotiate the contract, I'll sit with them and sign the paperwork. And another responsibility of mine is to trail that paperwork, which involves dealing with the player agent and the NFL league office.
Yeah, I sent out the transaction on the email on Petras and then those two tryouts too.
When they'll first come in, I'll sit with them and I'll kind of just explain what is going to happen in the next hour for them.
Welcome to the Patriots today.
Thanks.
Yeah, good to have you here.
Yes,
good. Sure you'll enjoy your day with us.
Yes, ma'am.
And some of our coaches.
And make sure that they have my cell phone number, text, and whatever you need, let me know. I came in as, you know, a teenager, and I really had no expectations at the time. But it's definitely a business that's, it just absorbs you. And it's something you just grow to love. It's part of your life. It's a great thing to be part of.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Trevor Scott gets grilled on his eating habits. The question is, does he like them sunny side up or scrambled?
If I'm just cooking eggs for myself, I'll just make probably eight.
And later, does Nico Koutavidis have a new career in the works?
Why do you wash your clothes, Kintai?
Don't quit your day job, Nico. Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. So when the Pilgrims landed here back in 1620, they had no idea what they were in for. And of course, talk about our nasty, harsh New England winter and the weather. So here on the show, we give you lots of great advice on being active and staying healthy and fit. I'm thinking if they could have talked to some of the players back then, things might have turned out a little bit differently. It's time for Totally Fit.
Hey, Romeo, we're back in the hall with Trevor Scott, and he's going to answer some health and fitness questions for us. Trevor, I have a question for you. You told us earlier in the show that you would love to open a gym someday. Obviously, you love working out. What are some of your favorite exercises to do in a gym?
Favorite? I mean, it's definitely bench. Bench, squat, and deadlift. Those are my three favorites.
How come?
They're just... I can do a lot of weight, so I mean, that's kind of fun.
You feel successful at those?
I do.
What do you usually eat for breakfast?
Well, I eat a lot of eggs. I eat a lot of yogurt. I eat this little sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, and then I have a big protein shake.
How much is a lot of eggs and a lot of yogurt?
If I'm just cooking eggs for myself, I'll just make probably eight. Just eat those, and then I'll have like, you know, a couple pieces of French toast. I have some sausage links. I have a half a slice of a grilled blueberry muffin, and a tall glass of orange juice.
Well, obviously you're burning a lot of calories too. How many calories do you think you're burning a day?
Oh, thousands.
Do you find it hard to stick to a diet?
It is tough. Sticking to a diet is really hard, especially. In the off season, where you're kind of doing your own thing, it's really tough to consistently eat well. But you could definitely do it. I did it this past off season. I ate the best I ever did in my life, and I definitely saw results.
How do you motivate yourself to work out?
I think the biggest motivational thing is results. It's one of the things like. Right when I started working out, I was like, you know, what am I doing this for? But it was like one of them things, like as soon as I saw like, you know, your first ab or bicep or something like that, it's just like one of the things, like it's just, oh, I want more, you know what I mean? So I think that part's easy.
What do you do in the off season to gain weight?
My training in the off season is pretty hard. I lift like lots of weights all the time, and then on top of that, like I'm constantly eating, because I need to fuel the muscles that I just got done destroying. So I mean, I eat a lot. I mean, even when I don't even feel hunger, I'm constantly eating.
All right, so maybe facts about weightlifting and cheat meals won't actually save lives, but you know what? Before Thanksgiving, it might help out a lot. I can already taste the food. Oh, it's the best holiday. All right, it's time for some science. Let's see what Professor Fritz is baking for us, or breaking down for us. All I can think about is that food already. It's time for How They Do That.
Hey, guys. One of the positions that's often overlooked but is extremely important is the punter, you know? I mean, inevitably, you're going to have to punt the ball during the game. You're going to punt the football. You can't guarantee a touchdown. You can't guarantee a sack. You can guarantee you're going to punt the football at least once. And that you'll eat nachos when you're at Gillette Stadium because they're very delicious. Now, for something that's often overlooked, there's sure a lot of things to consider when punting. As with field goal attempts, there are some key factors that come into play when punting. A few of the more important components include locating the best place to kick the ball, known as the sweet spot. Kicking the perfect angle of the ball that allows it to travel specific distances and heights, and adjusting the kick due to the outside weather forces. Just like kicking a field goal, the sweet spot for punting is located 1.5 to 2.5 inches down the football. This is the optimal compression point on the ball, which will result in controlled and long-distance punts. The angle at which the ball was struck is necessary to consider as well. Most punters tilt the ball slightly to the left, so the center outside of the foot will make contact with the ball. This is the ideal location on the foot to make contact. Even more important is the timing and placement of the ball prior to the kick. This is a little more tricky for a punter as they are in full control of this piece. Unlike a place kicker where the ball is stationary, the punter must orchestrate a perfectly dropped ball. The punter must actually push the ball outward instead of just dropping the ball straight down. So let's get a visual of this, okay? Now get off the couch. Come on, come on. Stand up. Now put your arm out and put your leg out. Now you can see that your hand is shorter than your leg and your foot. This means that the punter has to push the ball out perfectly or he's going to have a missed kick. Now next is hang time. Super important. You have to have a hang time so your defense can get down the field to cover the kick so the opponent doesn't have a big run back. Projectile motion and parabolas come into play when considering optimal hang time. After the ball is struck, it follows a parabolic or arch-like path and is then affected by two very important velocities, horizontal velocity and vertical velocity. The vertical velocity accounts for how high the ball goes, and the horizontal velocity accounts for the speed in which the ball travels down the field. The kicker can control these factors by the angle at which the ball is dropped and the speed of the kick. Lastly, weather and more importantly, outside wind speed are very important to consider. On a particularly windy day, it is key to punt the ball lower to reduce the amount of effect the wind will have on it. Wind resistance will lead to shorter punts and will allow for better field position for the opponents. With the wind at one's back, the punter needs to maximize the height of their parabolic kick, which will prevent the ball from simply heading to the end zone or beyond. You know, these punters got to be really flexible, too. Do you see how high they kick their foot when they punt the ball? It's crazy. Maybe when they're not in the field, they could join the cheer team. Give me a P, give me a U, give me an N, give me a D. Go, team, go! Well, maybe not. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we punt the ball, baby.
Next on Totally Patriots, Nico Koutavides is one tough guy. But even football players break it down once in a while.
Thriller, thriller night.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Gatorade. Who knows? It all begins within. Win from within. By Subway Restaurants. The new Tuscan Chicken Melt is here. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Although the Pilgrims landed in 1620, it wasn't until almost a year later, in late November 1621, that they held the first Thanksgiving. William Bradford gathered everyone together for a big celebratory meal because they survived their first year in America. They invited the Wampanoag tribe and the chief. And as you can imagine, with that big group, I'm sure things got a little crazy, maybe even a little tilted. I know they get like that at my family house during Thanksgiving. There was the year that my Nana actually caught on fire. No joke. I'm sure Nico Koudavides knows what I'm talking about. He's got two older brothers. That's a Thanksgiving recipe for a good time. Maybe a disaster. Let's see if he can let his wild side out and Tilted.
I do not have any tattoos. I think if I ever got a tattoo, I'd probably get addicted to them, and I'd probably get them all over my body, so I kind of stick to the direction of not getting any. The best gift I've ever gotten was my uncle bought me and my two older brothers a basketball hoop when I was 6 years old for Christmas, and we thought it was the best thing. My best joke would be, why do you wash your clothes in tie? Because it's too darn cold out tie. My favorite music artist growing up was Michael Jackson. Beat It was one of my favorite songs, plus the little Thriller, Thriller Night. My roommate had a gator in college, a little baby gator, probably, I don't know, 2.5 feet. It was a pretty interesting pet when people came over. And that was probably the weirdest pet that I've ever been in a household with. What? Are you kidding me? Yes, I was a bedwetter. It's the thing to do. So I just kind of took part in it. Never ashamed. Proud. Sorry, Mom.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the Patriots. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots. This segment of Totally Patriots is brought to you in part by Fuel Up to Play 60 and your New England dairy farmers.
Welcome back. So the first Thanksgiving actually dates back to 1621, although it wasn't actually named Thanksgiving until the mid-1800s. I gotta say, Abraham Lincoln, my man must love to eat, because in the middle of a civil war, he said, you know what? Every November, we're gonna have a national Thanksgiving day. Freeing slaves and feeding your people. My man got it done. I like how you roll, Abe. Well, let's go to the hall right now, see if one of the students can get it done. It's time for the Gridiron Gauntlet.
I'm going to ask you these questions. If you get three of these right, I'm going to sign this t-shirt for you. So good luck.
Thanks.
The first question is, what position does Danny Woodhead play?
Running back.
Ooh-hoo, get this girl a prize. Oh, man, clap it up, clap it up. Oh, this is going to be a tough one.
Okay.
What year did Bill Belichick become the head coach of the New England Patriots?
I think it was 2000.
Ooh, great job. Clap it up again. This one's going to get you right now. I'm telling you this.
Okay.
New England Patriots Hall of Famer Drew Bledsoe wore what number when he played here?
11.
This girl's good. She's good. What year did Monday Night Football make its debut? You've already got three questions, right? You're winning a prize anyway, but I got one more question for you.
Okay.
See how good you really are. What number does Aaron Hernandez wear?
81.
Great job. 4 out of 5. Clap it up for her.
And it's time for this weekend's Twitter question. Tom, you're about to get totally tweeted, my man. He wants to know, Julian Edelman, how did you get your hair so majestic?
Well, Tom, about the question about the majestic hair, you know, I can't take full credit for it. You know, I'm an ordinary man that just so happens to have exceptional hair, I guess. I have to give a little credit to Garnier, this beautiful hair gel that I stole from Zoltan Mesko's locker because mine's not currently here. You know, I have to give a little credit to Pini Swizza. He cuts my hair over in Boston. Guy's killer, and I'm just trying to kill it like him.
So Thanksgiving this Thursday, can't believe it's already here. Shauna, what were you saying now? Your grandmother almost burnt down the place or burned herself? What happened?
She did, actually. My Nana leaned over a candle. Her whole arm went up in flames. She survived, though. We made it through.
All right, thank God. We're going to have the fire department on standby. I'm doing a little cooking, too, so the smoke detectors I tested, I'm going to need them.
Oh, you might. We'll see.
So Pats are just on a roll, 3 in a row.
I know. Let's keep the streak going. That's the first time they've done that all season.
Absolutely. Plus, Indy, by the way, they have the same record, so it's going to be an interesting matchup. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're going to leave you guys with some highlights from the big win last weekend.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, today is our day. Let's go for one another today, fellas.
Handoff comes to Danny Woodhead. Big hole to the left. He's to the 5 and in the end zone. Wow. Ready to throw. Flips it to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski. Inside the 5 and down and ball came out.
They got it.
Fires to the right. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Devin McCourty.